Exercise 8, page 18. Speaker 1.
Last summer, I went on a diving holiday in Jamaica. For the first few days, I had the time of my life. I dived for a few hours in the afternoons and enjoyed the local culture in the evenings. One day, though, I hit my head on the boat while jumping into the water. I had stupidly dived when the boat was still moving, something the instructor had warned us not to do. Anyway, I immediately knew I had a problem and was rushed to hospital. Luckily, it wasn't very serious, but I had to spend the rest of my holiday in my hotel room resting.
Speaker 2.
When my wife and I decided to go on a hiking holiday in Sweden, I had mixed feelings. On the one hand, I did want to visit Sweden and experience the local culture, but I wasn't looking forward to spending all of our time there in the countryside. Anyway, while hiking in Sarek National Park, I got an infection in my foot. It didn't help that I ignored it for a few days. I didn't think it needed treatment. But in the end, I had to spend 2 nights there in hospital. So it was probably our first and last hiking holiday.
Speaker 3.
Last year, I travelled to New Zealand for an adventure holiday, and one of the activities I did was a bungee jump. I felt really nervous before the jump. I had never done anything so extreme in my life. In the end, though, nothing bad happened. I followed the guide's safety advice and had a great time. Then, on the day before my flight back home, I twisted my ankle on a pavement in Wellington, the capital city. It was a pity because I had wanted to enjoy some of the city's culture before I left.
Speaker 4.
A few years ago, while I was on a beach holiday in Greece, I broke my arm. I had only myself to blame. I was climbing a tree to pick some oranges and fell. Anyway, I had to spend a day in hospital, and it was actually a great experience. Before, I had never been interested in the culture of the places I visited. I just travelled for the good weather. But in the hospital, from talking to other patients, I learned so much about the country. I even tried Greek food for the first time. Now, I go back to Greece every summer, and not just for the sun.